Oh my gosh.
Surprise.
You actually have two of the infamous box puppies.
I do. Oh, are they cute?
They're spectacular.
Oh my goodness. Hi, babies.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to get peed on, but it'll be worth it.
Oh, absolutely. You describe them as looking like bears.
Don't they look like little babies?
I agree with that. And this is, we've started. We can't like restart this. It's starting now.
Right. This was the big reveal.
I'm so surprised that these two are going to be with us, because I thought that they would be at foster homes.
So they had to come in for an appointment today to get checked out by the vet. So these are our two critical care guys.
Okay.
Blackie over here is the one that's still a little bit dumpy, so he needs to be seen by the vet.
Okay.
So the brown guy over here is doing pretty good.
So of the eight, these were the two that were like, we're really having a hard time.
Yep. They're the little more concerning ones, but all in all, they're doing pretty well. This guy keeps vomiting, so we're going to have him checked out by the vet just to make sure there's nothing wrong with them.
All right. So start from the beginning. Where were you when this all started to unfold with box of puppies?
I was with my husband over at our friend's house because it was Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was not drinking, Eric, actually. No. So our executive director got a phone call from animal control saying that a sheriff's deputy had found a box of eight puppies on the side of the road. It was 120th and New Holland. So you're getting kind of rural, and it was 7 o'clock at night. So it was starting to get dark.
Okay. They were wet and cold and alone. Yes.
Yeah, and it was storming. If you guys remember, it was rainy and so windy. It was a really awful night.
This really is painful to even think that this actually occurred. And we're very fortunate that someone, because I guess a person saw this and then called police, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, we're not sure who that person is, if they were anonymous or if we just don't have their name. But yeah, someone called it in and the deputy responded, scooped them up. They were starting to escape the box, apparently. So, I mean, could have easily gotten hit by a car or picked up by a coyote. I mean, you're kind of getting out into a rural area there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They brought them out here and our staff had already left for the night. So staff came back in.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was kind of like an all hands on deck. We got a box of puppies, for God's sake.
Yep. It was like, who's available? Who's sober right now? Because it's Saturday night.
Now, what's interesting about this is maybe a handful of days earlier, there was a plea made on the Harbor Humane Facebook page about how bursting at the seams you are with cats and dogs.
Yes.
So now this... you have eight more dogs, but the big picture of this is now there's a tremendous amount of attention because of these eight puppies and this whole story that perhaps more dogs may get adopted from Harbor Humane because of, how it's got its top of mind, you know?
Exactly. It is the silver lining to it is definitely the exposure that we are getting. I mean, well, we never want this to happen.
Right. Of course.
It's kind of a silver lining that we're on People Magazine's website and we're getting donations from all over the country right now. Like I've seen them come in from California, New York City, like Missouri. Yeah. It's been kind of wild.
I really love that People Magazine made it a point in a paragraph or two to describe, you know, all of the things that we kind of just got to about the sheer number of in-house cats and dogs and ones being fostered. We're talking, you know, hundreds of animals.
Yeah. I wrote down the total 428 right now that we have in custody. Not all on site, obviously. Thankfully, we have great foster homes. But okay. Yeah, it's been, and yeah, we'd already had a crazy week. We'd had a lot of media attention for that post. Kind of joked. I was on a press tour. I did Wood TV and Fox 17, I think, in the same day about that. And then this happens.
Yes. You get these eight gorgeous dogs. And I think we kind of talked about there might be some like a shepherd in those dogs?
I think so. So we had a random like 4 week old shepherd puppy, oh, maybe like a year or two ago, come to us that looked a lot like these guys. So that's, and he grew into a shepherd.
Right.
Mix, right. But fairly strong shepherd. So that's kind of what we think they'll grow into, but I don't know. We'll find out. It'll be a fun surprise.
Right. Exactly. Now, I don't think there's any question that the eight puppies will go rather quickly. Puppies are always kind of preferred by a lot of people. But, you know, since that is the case, I think it's a great reason to go to Harbor Humane and just kind of, I mean, you got the website, you got the Facebook page, you can go visit, for God's sake, and see some of these amazing pets that are just, oh, some have been in there for far too long and need a home, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have hundreds of animals available right now. So yeah, these guys won't be available for probably 4 or 5 weeks because they still have some growing up to do, but I think we do have some puppies available right now, if not soon. So, you know, if that's something that interests you, you don't have to wait for these guys.
Someone's getting rambunctious.
I know. A little brown guy over here is getting a little.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
A little sassy, huh? Are you getting sassy?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It's also important to note that volunteers to help out at the facility is always a great thing to talk about. You might be able to help with the pups just like this or these pups.
Fosters, yes. Become a foster family. If you're already a foster family and we have something crazy like this happen and you're on our foster page, that's it could it. Be you who gets you to might, snuggle.
You might be called into service. And that is, mm-hmm. that is incredible for people who do that. In addition, if that's not really up your alley, dollars and cents do a whole lot of talking as well to buy food, to help with various bills and shelter and things like that, pay the rent, keep the lights on. So very, very important, correct?
Exactly. Yep. Every dollar counts. And that's our biggest source of funding is individual donors. Like we're powered by the $25 donor, basically. We just have a ton of them.
Getting back to the scenario that brought these puppies to your doorstep. Are you putting out the word for the person who dropped them off? Do you want that person to come forward? What's going on?
I mean, yeah, we'd love to know who it was and what the circumstances were. And, you know, is mom still around? You know, things like that. We haven't gotten any tips or anything. We kind of thought by putting it on social that someone might recognize them, but no one's come forward. I don't really see it happening at this point. But I mean, the basic message is we just wish they would have contacted us because right. dropping puppies on the side of the road is not a good thing.
No. Completely unacceptable.
Drop them at the shelter. Like, I mean, not that I would advocate for that, but like, that's at least a step up from the side of the country.
Side of the road where just a person happened to wander and see a box full of puppies. That is sheer luck that happened because these babies would not have survived the night.
No, we really don't think so. I mean, it was rainy. It wasn't super cold, thank God.
They were wet. So the hypothermia was right around the corner if it wasn't already.
Exactly. And they're only 4 weeks old. Like this is a very vulnerable age for puppies. Gosh. Like they need to be kept warm. They're on a heating pad usually like 24/7.
You know, doing what you do and with all the people that work for Harbor Humane and the volunteers, it seems like I would get very attached to all of the inhabitants, you know, and then I would be like weeping all the time when they get adopted and stuff like that.
It is. It's bittersweet. I have office cats that I probably get the most attached to. And like, I'm so happy when they get adopted. But then, yeah, I miss them. I miss hanging out with them. So,
And the thing is, I know I would struggle because, the once or twice that we've brought dogs home, we keep the dogs. We just keep them. So, you know,
I get it. This is actually the 1-year anniversary of Mando's foster fail. So
Right. Mando is your dog at home that picks football, correct?
He is. He's the prophet, the football prophet. He knows what teams are going to get upsets.
He picked the Jets over the Bills and the Lions over the Packers.
He did. And I'm sorry, Stu, that he cursed your Bills.
I'm very sorry.
He also cursed my Packers. So
how do you go about doing it again? You put the treat on a logo or something? How does it work?
We use cheesy popcorn because I don't know, it's easy and he really likes it. And so I just put, you know, a piece in each hand and I say, you know, this hand is Bills, this hand is Jets. And he picks a cheesy popcorn.
Oh my God.
And we just do that 12 or 13 times or however many games there are.
And he's leading the football league, you were telling me.
Yep. He's overall first place and he won the week. This is his third week that he's won as well. So he's a prophet. Sent from God.
That is good. Now you at Harbor Humane, you do a lot of like events and things. Is there anything that you want to touch on that might be like something fun for people in the community can do and or help out? I know we've done this before together, but what's coming up?
Let me think what's coming up. Let's see here. December 3rd, I think it is, which is a Saturday. We're going to do a holiday open house at our resale store in Holland. So we're going to have Santa there. You can bring your pets in to get pictures taken. You can bring your kids in to shop. We're going to try to bring some outside vendors in and just have a little holiday party. So
okay.
I think that's what's next on the schedule for us.
I see. What is this November 5th? That looks like an opportunity to drink. Do you see that one?
Yeah, that was last Saturday.
Whoa, today's the 8th. What a ding dong.
That was the day that these guys came to us.
I'm so
honored. We had
staff at dessert. I'm like, tell me what's going on October 28th.
We're going to be time travelers.
Sorry. Okay. Well, harborhumane.org, H-A-R-B-O-R, humane, H-U-M-A-N-E.org. And of course, all the information is in the show notes. If anybody wants to, you know, do your thing to help these folks out, you know, my gosh, tireless effort by all of you. And just thank God that this one worked out the way it did. It has a happy ending.
And it does.
But by sheer luck, you know, luck and absolutely. Fate. Okay. Am I forgetting anything?
I don't think so. I think we covered it all.
I'm so glad you brought these dogs to this interview. It's fantastic.
It worked out so well. Oh, I was so excited when I found out. I'm going to surprise them.
Yeah, you sure did, because your image popped up and I was like, there they are, the stars. Okay. Well, best of luck to you and I'll talk to you very soon. Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks, Eric.
All right. All right, Allison.